Welcome to the Where Is My Weed At podcast.
Okay, so in this episode, we will do it in English because we have an international guest straight out of Jakarta. We have a Storrs couple right here, and they used to live in Amsterdam. And they're getting married this August. Congrats on that. And thanks. Welcome to the space tent.
Space tent.
How are you guys doing?
Okay.
We're okay. We're
it's almost our last day in Germany.
Okay.
So I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, been great 2 weeks. Huh?
Have you been smoking the good dope in Germany?
Always.
From day one.
From minus one, I think.
24/7.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you guys met, were you both already a stoner, or did one of you influence the other one?
Okay, so the first time we met each other, I was so high.
Already?
Already. It was in a small city in Netherlands. The name of the city is Deventer. And we had our friend's farewell party, I think, at the time. And then, I was smoking because, that's what I did at the time. And then I saw her, was surrounded by some immature men. I thought she was a boring girl because she didn't say anything, a word or something like that. So at the time we met, and I asked, we introduced ourselves, like, hi, this is me, this is you. But I didn't know at the time that she smoked. So
okay. But you knew definitely that he was high.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm that kind of person that you don't look high when you smoke.
Because like everyone else were just so busy at the party. We were just like on our each little things. And then our mutual friends just kind of introduced us because we were one of the Indonesians. So your friend, I think, was like, oh, this girl is also Indonesian. You should know each other. And that's...
Okay, so you guys met in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah, but at the first time, I didn't think that she was in Indonesian because, like, half Dutch or Indonesian.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah. So you were living in Netherlands to study, right?
Deventer, at that time I was studying.
Did you choose the place or the country that you study, Netherlands, because you wanted to smoke?
At the time, yes. At the time, that's obviously one of the reasons.
Okay.
And the rest, just because of the...
The quality of the education.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it definitely plays a role that...
Exactly. But I thought the first time, maybe I can smoke as easy as in Amsterdam.
Okay.
It's quite a different though, because in Deventer, you cannot smoke on the street.
Okay.
Wherever you want. In the big cities, you can't. But in Deventer, you kind of only smoke at your house, at your home, or inside the building, someone's houses.
Okay.
Or in the coffee shop, of course.
Okay. And what were you doing in the Netherlands when you met him?
I also was studying.
Oh, okay. So you both guys were studying. And you studied in the hall because you want to smoke, or?
Because my brother he was also in the Netherlands.
Okay. And he's a stoner?
Yeah.
Okay.
He let you know.
Stoner's family.
Her sister too.
Oh, your sister too? Okay, that's nice.
So before I moved, I was already in the Netherlands like two times maybe. And then each time it was like just good life.
Okay.
So I decided to just follow along.
Okay, so when you guys met, I want to know, like, how heavy stoners were you? Like, how much did you smoke per day?
Well, I think more than 5 grams.
Per day?
Per day, because it's so easy to get.
What the fuck?
I remember...
It's so fucking expensive, though.
I know. I remember the time I had to work because... I had to work because I spent a lot of money. Because I spent, for example, almost... 50 euros a day only for smoking.
Damn.
But he was also like a frat that he was buying weed with his friends, so there's always stocks, I think.
Okay.
Is it for
At the time, I was the only master student that I was working before. The other students are just like bachelor the first year. They broke as hell. So I was the only person who can afford five grams a day. Okay. So at the end, they were just so depending on me.
Like 5 grams. You're like the Pablo.
But when I went broke, they had their weed too. So.
And you? How much did you smoke?
Just enough for the munchies every day.
Okay. But you definitely smoked every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before eat, it's a bit weird for me not to smoke before I eat, just because.
Okay, that's crazy. Because I feel the same way too. Yeah. Like I think everyone should have definitely like 2 or 3 hits of joint before eating, just you know, like to enjoy more.
Yeah, exactly.
And how did you guys find out that you both smoke? Like.
We just knew.
I don't remember the first time we smoked together.
I didn't remember too.
I think it was in my place as well. My brother was there, I think. And then we were just watching movies. And then my brother was smoking, I think.
Your brother was smoking. And yeah. I said, yeah, he offered me.
Yeah, he went to my house to have dinner. And then my brother was already smoking. So we just kind of offer each other.
But like,
it's so casual.
I mean, it is casual if you live like in yeah. Holland, even if you live in Spain, like in Barcelona, it's so casual that you know you offer someone weed if you know if they don't smoke, then they don't smoke. And but your consumption didn't change after you guys like got together. Yeah, you guys actually got together in Nuremberg, right?
Yeah, Nuremberg. Yes, very cool. Which we smoke too?
Definitely.
It's a bit definitely changed because it's different. We moved to Indonesia. We moved back to Indonesia.
Okay, so how long did you guys date in the Netherlands?
Maybe half a year.
Okay, so but like back. The first half year, you probably smoked still every day, right?
Oh, we dated after I moved back to Indonesia. And he was still living in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
So I was working there.
So it was a long distance relationship at first. Okay.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Yeah. So we spent a good amount of time in Netherlands, not knowing each other. And then the last 6 months, we knew each other. And then after that, we dated. So I was already moved back to Indonesia, but he was still there. And thus I went to Netherlands 2 times after, right? Yeah, after we dated.
But I didn't smoke as much as... I did
lose a friend. We lose a smoking friend, Judy.
Yeah, and I lost a lot of smoking friends because in the Netherlands, it's, in Amsterdam, it's kind of working environment. So
that's true because you work in Amsterdam, and then I visited you in Amsterdam a couple of times. That was definitely a dope time. What do you think about what smoking together does to a relationship?
Sir, you want to take the answer?
Yeah, I think. Smoking together.
I don't think it's for everybody.
You think? Why not?
Because like I've spoke with a lot of girlfriends, and I don't know. It affects differently to different people. Okay. And when you don't have a matching type of people when you smoke together.
Okay, that's a good point.
It's like. Might not work if you're in a long distance relationship, but because then. If you don't have a compatible smoking friends, then you're just gonna argue with each other all the time.
You think? Okay. What do you think?
I agree with her.
Okay.
Because
some girls are not chill when they're high.
Yeah, not only girls. Some men do. That's true. Yeah, I mean, now I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't affect the same to everyone, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
But it has a positive impact on your relationship.
Yeah, for us, it was pretty chill.
Yeah, because we eat the same
Yeah, yeah, I ate the same food. We like the same thing, so that's fine for us. Good for us.
Yeah, because she's so easy to get high and munchies things. So sometimes she grabs the foods first. Okay. So it makes it easier for me to.
I'm the food carrier.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay, bring foods, okay.
Perfect. That's true. But do you ever, like, when you guys had a fight or something, that you, you know, like, okay, let's just smoke together and then talk about it. Mm. Have you ever like,
not yet.
Okay, this is strange because in a year, maybe we only fight around three times a year.
Okay, okay.
So we are...
We didn't have enough chance to resolve.
Okay, so you're definitely compatible with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite munchies when you both are high?
Ooh. Well, I like salty things. He's more onto the sweet things.
Yeah.
So we have main course and then dessert.
Okay. Like tell me your go-to munchies when you live in Netherlands.
Kapsalon.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
definitely.
Easiest. We have things called Terrace Bazaar that you can order via app. Then you can choose the nearest restaurant. But most of the people that have munchies in Netherlands, they will order Kapsalon.
What is Kapsalon though? Explain to the listeners.
Okay, Kapsalon, if you don't know, it's actually a Turkish food.
Okay.
Not a Turkish food. The people who sell it normally at
Turkish restaurant.
Yeah, Turkish restaurant. Yeah.
But they like don't have it in Turkey.
Yeah, they don't have it in Turkey. That's funny though. Even in Germany. It's actually normal place like kebab and lahmacun and everything else. The same, but they have another edition. It's called Kapsalon. Basically, it's like when you order lasagna, that's the aluminium things.
The container.
The container, yeah. On the below, normally it's French fries.
French fries, okay. The first layer.
The first layer,
okay.
Or in Den Haag, they have a good one. It's a butter rice.
Oh, okay.
On top of it, that you can choose lamb or chicken. Mm-hmm. Then after that,
just like the normal kebab meat,
yeah,
right?
You can choose. And after that, in my city in Deventer, what?
They say it's fish, vegetable sauce, and then.
So in my city cheese. It's different. In my city in Deventer back then it was cheese first,
mm-hmm.
Then after that vegetables,
mm-hmm.
And then the sauce, the knoflook sauce is garlic sauce.
Oh.
So it's basically kebab with no bread. So it's the inside of the kebab.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I think on the very top layer you have a cheese layer, right?
Yeah.
And then you put it in the oven.
Yeah, that's the difference between Den Haag and Deventer.
No, okay. They have cheese, I think.
Yeah, I know, but you put it in the oven with the vegetables. Okay. But in Deventer, they put it differently.
I mean, I tried it, right? And
yeah, what do you think?
I think
speechless.
I think when you eat Kapsalon or when you order Kapsalon, you definitely need to order Kapsalon when you're in Amsterdam. But when you eat it, you know, like, okay, this kind of food could only come from a stoner city.
Mm.
Like, that's why you don't have it in Turkey, because they're not stoners.
Exactly.
I mean, this is like the perfect stoner's food.
Well, don't get me wrong, but in Turkey, in Istanbul, I think a lot of people are stoner. Yeah, because of my friends there.
Serious activity.
Yeah.
Oh, so, definitely. Because hash came from...
Mm-hmm. And also, I tried Kapsalon without getting high. Just doesn't taste the same.
But
it's just too much, right?
Yeah.
It's too much, but still, it's delicious, but yes.
Not the same.
Yeah, not so special.
It's not the food that...
In Amsterdam or in Netherlands, they provide foods for stoner. It's amazing because they have like vending machine.
Yeah.
They sell croquette, bitterballen, kashufle, and...
Like Fable, for example.
Fable, for example.
Like, what do you like to get from Fable, you both?
Croquet.
For me, I like the, how to say, lumpia.
Yeah, the lumpia.
And also corn stick.
No, I thought you like the cassoulet.
Cassoulet I like, but...
Yeah. It depends.
Depends.
Depends on the munchies.
Well, normally I bought 3, right? And it's quite cheap, though. It's 1.5 or 2 euros.
Okay, I want to get back to you, to you both. You're a yoga teacher, right?
Mm-mm. I am a yoga teacher.
Have you ever done yoga on weed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's...
Okay, tell me about it.
It's different experience, I guess. Because like when you're in yoga, when you're in the flow, you're like focus
okay.
on everything.
When you're on weed, you mean?
Yeah. No, okay. In yoga.
Okay, in general.
In general. And for some people, weed makes them focus.
Okay.
And for some people, it doesn't.
Okay.
And for me, I just can't get focus when I'm high. Because then...
Okay, so you don't like getting high and doing yoga?
I won't do it every day.
Okay.
It's just different experience.
Different experience? Is it harder?
Yeah, I think for me, it like makes my other senses work sharper.
Okay.
And then when I'm in yoga, it just like I'm getting all the like the noises and the...
Oh, okay.
So then... Yeah.
What about the pain tolerance, though?
Ooh.
On weed. Do you notice, like, I mean, you're a yoga teacher, so you're probably, you're basically more flexible than others. But do you think it has a positive impact on your pain tolerance? So, because I do yoga sometimes when I'm high, and I definitely notice the pain tolerance difference.
Mm. You mean when you're making the movements?
Yeah.
Ah, for me, it just in general, it doesn't. Hurt.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I don't...
So you don't know?
I don't feel it, yeah.
Okay. Do you think that it could actually have a positive impact? Or is just like a placebo effect?
Ah.
Because I think I can do definitely better, the movement better when I'm high.
As a yoga teacher, I don't know whether that's good or not because I think pain is made for you to...
To know your limit?
Yeah, to know your limit. And when you skip that, you kind of force your body to move further than your capability okay. at the time. So maybe that won't be beneficial.
Okay, that's a good point.
In yoga, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, because I think I probably need to do, I don't know. I think just because not only the pain tolerance, but also if I'm high, I just have the urge sometimes to, you know, like stretch my body.
Ah.
So it's kind of like a good way of enjoying the high, you know?
Yeah.
So I just like doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people, I definitely follow some people on Instagram who like only doing yoga when they're high. And it works for a lot of people.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And you build houses, right?
Yeah.
So do you think, so you draw a lot?
Yeah.
Do you like, or do you notice the difference drawing when you're high?
It's a lot of different because when you're high, sometimes there's some kind of imagination that you need. You're more creative and yeah, of course. But not as you're calculating the structure and you're high, then it's a fucked up. But for drawing...
Yes. Okay, so different work, different high.
Mm. Yeah, but for drawing sometimes, I found a lot of ideas.
Okay.
In the room, so for layout and it.
So what do you guys do for, I mean, why do you consume weed right now? Like, in general?
It just makes everything better.
Like, for example, I did smoking weed when I was doing my dissertation because it's a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Your master thesis.
Yeah, the master thesis. Then I think it helps me a lot.
So have you ever written your thesis while you're high?
Even now, I didn't know what I'd write.
You know? Oh, because you were high?
Yeah, I just high all the time because there's a time, how do you say it? The time. How do you say it?
The what?
The deadline, right? Sometimes makes you stressful and things like that. Mm. And if you smoke, then you can chill and work. Continue.
Oh, that's a good point.
But it's not the, like 5 grams. I think one joint is enough. Then you chill, you're relaxed, then you can go on.
But did you get good results on that thesis?
I got 7.
what's 7 in Hon?
Is that a B? Is good is a B.
That's definitely a good thesis for a stoner's work, right?
Yeah. Maybe I will fail. I would fail if I didn't smoke. Because it's just too much pressure.
Okay. Okay, so you said about everything with weed is better, right? So this is like the question that I would definitely ask every stoner's couple. Like, what do you prefer? Like, alcohol sex or weed sex?
Oh.
Not alcohol. For me.
For me, it depends.
Really? Okay, this is interesting. Why do you like weed better?
Because it just, in general, I don't like drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I prefer beer. And then whenever I drink beer, it's like, too much in your stomach.
Okay, that's a good point.
So, oh, yeah,
okay. I like weed sex definitely better than alcohol sex. Why did you say depends? Like,
yep, no. Back then I was thinking. Yeah, I had both, and I don't think I didn't have problems with both. So
yeah, but which is more enjoyable for you?
That's hard though.
Really? I don't think it's hard. For me, I don't think it's hard. Okay.
With weed, sometimes you're kind of lazy to move.
Because he also enjoys drinking.
That's true.
So I think it depends on what you enjoy.
Okay. Now, this is interesting because I think you're the first person who actually says, okay, it depends on the situation, you know, because most of my stoner's friends, they definitely would prefer sex on weed than alcohol.
Yeah. I really don't know. But if she likes weed, then
we'll do what she do.
Safe.
Yeah, but
yep.
Like I said, if I have one advice to give you when you get married, happy wife, happy life. That's it.
Heard it
well,
from day one.
My actually job is to build houses, right?
Yeah.
And her job for me, I said to her, your job is to build home for me. So to make it home.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're coming in the end of the podcast, and in each episode I have like 5 kana questions. The questions are always the same for every guest, and you should answer separately.
Okay,
so the first time that you smoked weed, how old and where was it?
Oh.
And how was the high?
Oh, for me, I was with my brother.
Okay, how old were you?
I think I was in high school.
So like 16, 17.
Yeah. And it was just both of us at home.
In Indonesia?
In Indonesia. And then he was like, his sister wanted to try this with me, blah, blah, blah. And then I did. And I didn't have any expectation of what it was.
Okay.
And I was already smoking back then. So I didn't know.
Cigarettes, okay.
Yeah. And then I didn't know what to do or what to expect. I just like follow along. And then I think I smoked too much. And then suddenly like it snapped, like the munchies came. And I didn't know what it was. And my brother was just like not explaining anything. So I went downstairs and I ate like 2 plates of like, I don't know what it was anymore. Like I was like a savage downstairs. And then my brother came downstairs and then he was like, So what the hell are you doing? Because I just look so crazy eating two plates of rice or whatever.
Okay. So you definitely enjoy the high.
Yeah.
How was it with you?
Yeah, high school too. It was high school and it was in... we were on the way to South Jakarta, one of the mall, and one of my friend, yeah, just normal, casually, brought out the weed inside the car. Only three of us at the time, two boys and one girl, and he started smoking, and I didn't smoke weed at the time.
Okay.
Also with her, the other friend. So what he did is only like smoking. We didn't know at the time what was it. And we were thinking, why didn't you open the window when you were smoking?
So he hotboxed you guys. How funny is that?
And the car was pretty much like, how do you say, aquarium?
It's like the window's so clear, you mean?
The window is so clear.
Oh, okay.
So people can see from outside, which when I think about it again, it's so dangerous and so stupid, right? Yeah, and maybe there's a lot of smokes inside the car.
Okay.
And we were smoking and we were kind of speak a lot at the time.
Okay.
So when we almost reaching the destination, we were quiet all of a sudden, like, what happened to me? What happened?
Oh, I didn't know.
And one of my friend, the girl said, did you just smoke weed? Like that. Yeah. Like that. Okay. So I was like, oh shit, that's why. And we went to, because at first time, my friend just said, like, let's go to a mall.
Okay.
Without any plans. So there we had a lot of plans, like, let's go to Japanese restaurant, let's go to here and there. But at the end, we just went to the supermarket. And because it's so easy, you know? Like, oh.
So you like the high, the first high?
Yeah, because maybe I didn't smoke directly.
Okay.
Maybe if I smoke.
When was the time that you smoked directly? Like,
it was with him too. In his house, on the roof.
Okay, then you got really high.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he injected me with...
Oh, your first time getting high is...
Hotbox.
Hotbox. I didn't know that. That's...
Yeah? Yeah, yeah. That's soft. Yeah,
that's new, soft, yeah. Yeah.
And...
Oh, what? Strut.
Yeah. What was your last munchies?
Oh.
It's definitely today
just
or was
now?
It last night?
Oh, KFC.
No, your last munchies was KFC.
Yeah.
My last munchies was, I don't know, the pork in Bamberg.
Oh yeah, the pork in Bamberg, definitely.
Whoa, I ate like one big plate and I bought another like bread.
Bread, yeah.
I forgot the name.
For the one listening, we went to Ahernla. And you definitely need to try the Krustenbratenbrötle. With the bread, I mean, you can eat it there with with clothes, but if you really want to do the deep shit, you order the bread, the Krustenbratenbrötle. It's the shit. And if you could smoke with one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
My dad.
Your dad?
Mm.
Does he smoke?
I used to, no? I never asked.
We'll see him tomorrow. Oh man, if you could... Oh, he's coming to Netherlands, right? And you're going to meet him. Oh man, if you could smoke with him, that's definitely a good one, yeah.
Hmm.
What about you?
I think Obama.
Okay, why?
Because I think he smoked too. Because definitely he smoked too. He smokes. He lives in Indonesia though, with local kids. I mean, he used to be...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think you definitely could have a good munchies in Jakarta with Obama.
Oh, yeah.
So that's definitely a plus. What's your favorite thing to do when you get high?
Movies.
You? Watch movies? What kind of movies do you like?
I like Rick and Morty, I like.
And definitely good choice.
Series, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about you?
Also watching, but YouTube maybe. Yeah,
you do what you love.
Different because
she it's loves over her. In a month, man. You do what she loves.
But I like it more, the cheap one in YouTube, like the cheap videos.
Oh, okay. That's definitely like a corny one, right?
Yeah, the corny one, like so cheap.
Okay. Okay, the last question. Which emojis would describe your high right now?
With the halo?
The halo? Which one is that?
The angel
one. Oh, the angel one, okay.
The angel one.
I'll do the smiley one with the blushes.
Okay, that's a good one.
And how about you? Right now?
I'm definitely the one who's... If you type in delicious, the one with the... You know, the one who's zabbering all over?
Yeah,
that one.
Drooling guy,
yeah.
Drooling all over, that's my emoji.
Genau.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
Yay. Thanks for having us.